From January to July, well, and they wouldn't come back to their destination. So our sick beds, and they are not even able to eat or breathe. But we have to lie.
He says, if we have life, we have everything. And from the depths of our hearts, I want us to pray and thank the Lord for his goodness and mercies, for everything he has done for us from this man. I just want us to reflect on the good things the Lord has done for us and pray. Father, we thank you. Father, if we look at the good things you've done for us, Father, we cannot pay. If we say we are to pay, all we have to do is to thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we salute you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, you said we should let our thanksgiving be more than our asking. Father, this evening we come together as a saint. We come together before you and we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you for the air you give us day in and day out. Thank you, oh Lord, for the life you've given us, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for everything you do for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are praying. We are asking the Lord to forgive our sins and cleanse us from everything that is unclean. He says, even our righteousness on earth is like a filthy rag before him. We might not even sometimes know that maybe we've offended God, but we are asking him to have mercy on us, to forgive us from any sin that we've committed. Shall we begin to pray? Father, we ask you to forgive our sin, that you have rested from all our sin and falling short of the glory of God. This evening we come before you, that, oh Lord, you are the God of mercy. You are the God that forgives our sins day in and day out. And you pick us as your children. As we come before you, Father, we ask for your forgiveness of our sins. We pray that anything that is making us unclean, anything that is making us not closer to you, Father, you will let your forgiving spirit, oh Lord, you forgive all our sins. You will cleanse us from all righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we are praying and telling God that we need his presence right now. We are asking the Holy Spirit to descend from his throne and come down right now. He should direct us in what to do. Even the word we are going to listen, he should let his spirit speak into our ears. Without his spirit, we are just not listening to anything. But when the Holy Spirit descends from his throne, he speaks, he says he will be our comfort. He says that he will teach us. He is our teacher. And when he descends down, he comes with a lot of giftings. I don't know what you are expecting from the Holy Spirit. We are not coming here and going back the same. If the Holy Spirit is here, nobody calls the same. We are asking him, oh Lord, descend from your throne. Descend and come down. Holy Spirit. 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 We need you, we need you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Father, we need you. We need you to direct us on what to do. We need you to fill us this evening. We need you to bring us. We need you to bring us guests. Father, you said you are the teacher. You said you are the comforter. Oh, this evening we've come with our request. You said we should come unto you. And the Spirit of Jesus, we have come, oh Lord. We have come, Jesus. We have come, Abba, Father. Come and sit down in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. At this moment, I want us to think about how big our God is. He said it is the beginning and the end. There is nothing that can be compared unto this God. That God started the mouth of the lions in the lion's den. The king went to Daniel and said, Daniel, as the God you served loyally, saved you. This evening we have a God who's able to shut them out of life. A God that does wonders and miracles. If we have to pay money, I don't think we will have that amount to pay. But that God wasn't selected. He has accepted us. He has covered us. We have life. I want you to let that God know how big he is. I want you to think from the depths of your heart that angels bow before him and earth adore him. And that is a mighty God. Say, from the depths of your heart, just let God know how big he is. Laba singa da ba da bo si da ha ilaba di ka si da ka da ba ha laba singa da ba sa. Father, you are great, you are big, you are mighty. That nothing can be compared unto your name. Angels bowing for you day in and day out. The God that serve is the God that doesn't lie. He is a miracle working God. That I am mightier than anything that you are. Adonai, oh Lord, you are Jehovah of Adonai. Father, you do and you do it. Father, you say it just once. Oh, Father in heaven, as we come before you as your God, oh Lord, we glorify your holy name. Angels, heaven. What a single we said, I say angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a single we said, I say the angels bow before. And heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a before heaven and what a we said, this evening we are praying again. We are telling the Lord to speak through the minister of God. He's just an empty person. But the Spirit of the Lord is what is operating through him. We are telling God that may we not just come here and just be listening with the way. Are you on him increased? All your increases on him. The answers we are looking for from the way will be given to us. This evening, I'm encouraging you to say a word of prayer into the man servant of God. That the Lord should praise in him. Liba kabasida badabasida badabasada. Holy Ghost, we pray that, oh Lord, you will speak to your man servant. Father, you are using him at this end time. Father, may he be solutions to problems. May he be the voice he speak. May he bring answers to people's problems. That we have met together this evening to cry unto you, O Lord. May we not go the same. We pray, Lord. Let your presence be felt. Alinda Basika da Badabosa da Ishaka da Bosi de La Basika da Badabasika da La Badabosi da. We've come to draw. Draw from you again. Oh, we've got to draw from you again. Oh, we have to draw from you again. La basika da basodo ba ala ba da basika da ba da bosada inshaka da basende de da kaba ala basonda da lima sika da ba da inshaka da bosede de la ba da ba da ba da ila basonka da da ila basaka da la basede de ila ba da bosaka da inshada da basi la He shut up, second, he leaves out Satanada, Labadaba Satana, he shut up, said he shut up, Abasunda Kada, Labadabo, Libadabo Sida, he shut up, Abasekada, Aliba Senda Kabo, he shut up, Abasekada, Abasekada, Abaseha, he leaves Kikanaba, Labadaba Sakada, he shut up, Abosade, Labadaba. Sakada basada da, ilabada bosakada, ilabada bosade. We've come to draw from you. Oh, we've got to draw from you again. We have come to draw. Oh, draw. And we have come to draw. And we have come to draw. Masote kayanda we have come to draw. Rapazo, can you lift up your voice and begin to draw strength. Draw strength from him in the mighty name of Jesus. Matosha da barada da da. Le bazon de bekatana mesotala. Rakapayanda mama sotada bakapayanda. Le kapaba zotoli antelelele kapayas. Ah, yet te basotaya da.
The Spirit of God is in our midst tonight. Can you lift up your voice? Can you lift up your voice and cry unto the Spirit of God? The Bible says it is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. It is the Spirit that quickens. Tonight he is here to quicken us. Tonight he is here to quicken us. Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have come to draw strength, we have come to draw power, we have come to draw glory, we have come to draw joy, in the mighty name of Jesus tonight, oh God, it is not by might, it is not by your spirit, we will not leave you the same. Can you lift up your voice? Ah, Masataya Kafanda Badaba, Lepadabado Shadadada, Kayadaba. It is no ordinary night. It is no ordinary night. Ya Kapanda Bado Shadaba, Randada Kapaliada, Lepayanda. Skatalaba, Lebandaba, Sokapaliada, Haya Kayanaba. The waters are being stirred. Radada Kapalaba, Shada, Lekayanada, Skapalaba, Yapalaba, Lekada, Shada Balaba, Lekayanda. Pandabadaba, Yakapalaba, Lekayanda, Sapalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have come to draw joy, draw strength from your spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Sometimes it's just good to just worship his name. Sometimes we just come before him, not asking him of anything, and just exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. We put aside our burdens, we put aside our needs and wants, and just to exalt. And the Bible says he seeks them that worship him in truth and in spirit. He looks for them. He searches for them that worship him in truth and in spirit. And so tonight, I want you to just out of your hearts, out of the depths of your heart, you want to glorify your King. You want to glorify your Maker. You want to exalt his name because there is none like him. Because he is God and God alone. Because he is the creator of the universe. The Bible calls him the father of all creation. Because he is the I am that I am. There is no one before him, and after him there will be none. He is still God. Can you lift up your voice and begin to exalt him? Begin to give him all the glory. He deserves it. He deserves it. Can you begin to bless his name? Can you lift up your voice and bless his name? In the mighty name of Jesus, there is none like him. 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 Bako Shadaya. Randanana kana baba sotaya. Lekanda bado shanda bakapa. Tadaya, Rapapada Bakayanda Meleataya, Rakada da 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 give you glory, Lord. I exalt your holy name, O God. I lift up your mighty name. There is none like you, Lord. There is none compared to you, O God. Ameleka payanda baba zepaliada randa da kalabala yepelala kapayanda shada sekayanda sekayanda randa kalabala randa da. Madoshada, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne, bow before your throne, worship at your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Your name is Alpha, Omega, ageless,
changeless, almighty Jehovah, glorious God, we bow before your throne. Bow before your throne, worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You're the glorious God. We bow before your throne, Madoshata. Worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You're the glorious God. Father, we bless your name tonight. In this time of worship, we exalt your name. We are nothing without you, Lord. And so we have come before you, Lord. Open hearts, open hands unto you, Lord. Receive our worship. Receive our praise tonight. Let us not leave here the same. This is not a gathering unto man, unto anyone. It is a gathering unto you. And Father, we ask that you will pour out yourself. You pour out your spirit upon us, O God. Your word says, in the last days, you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And so tonight we pray that let there be an outpouring, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will leave you stronger. We will leave you better. We will leave you more anointed than we came. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How are we all doing? You look like you are beaten down by the week. Those online, Belinda, Nana, how are you doing?
We are very
Good.
well, Emoji.
Oh, we thank God. We thank God. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yeah,
Yes.
we can.
Okay. All right. All right. We thank God. I will share to today. We'll close early. I want us to close early. By 8, we should be done. Because we some of us are traveling tomorrow for the picnic, so we want to close early so we can go and get ready. But I just want to share just a short exhortation. I keep saying it's a short exhortation, and usually I realize I spend 30 minutes talking about it, but a short exhortation in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Maybe we'll read from verse 14. To 18, 14 to 18. 14 to 18. So if you can open your Bibles, I'm trying to look for my notes. Okay. All right. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 to 18. Oh, 14. Okay, let's do 14. Yeah. 14. I'll try and open my Bible from here. We are talking about redeeming the time, redeeming the time, and it's a word God put on my heart. Anytime we talk about time, I think it's very important. I think it's I'm not sure whether it's at this point in my life. I'm not that old, but I'm beginning to think about. You know, you think about purpose. You think about when you think about time, you think about purpose. And at least for me, right? You think about time, you think about purpose. You think about how limited we are. 5, okay, 14. We'll read it, but from verse 14 downwards. Okay. But when you think about time, God lives in eternity, right? He's an eternal God. He lives in eternity. So God is not limited or bound by the time we are in. We are time bound because we have a length of time. He has given us a length of time as human beings that we can exist. As spirits, the spirit that he's given us will live eternally, whether eternally in hell or with him in heaven.
that on earth, once we are clothed in this body, we are limited with time. And the reality is that as you age, as you age, you will need the mercies of God for your strength to be renewed. But as you age, your strength diminishes by nature. The only grace we have is the grace of God to renew our strength. Amen. So like what we do, and we've seen it, you know, God does it in places in the Bible. We've seen it in the life of Abraham, for instance, and Sarah. That at their age, God renewed their strength to even give birth. Because we cannot think about it right now, in your 90s, someone in their 90s conceiving, being pregnant, going through birth pains, labor pains, right? And conceiving a natural birth at the age of 90. So that is God renewing Sarah's strength. Amen. But going back to time, redeeming the time. So, you know, you start to think about the time limit you have and what God has given you in that time limit. And Jesus, I think Jesus is the best example of someone that we can see in the scriptures who executed his purpose within time. I can say for most of us here, except the kids, we are all older than Jesus. Like, you know, Jesus died at 33 and a half. Jesus died at 33 and a half. And I shouldn't say before he died, but he accomplished purpose in 33 and a half years. He accomplished what God had told him to come and do. Let us quickly jump to the scripture. God put the scripture in my heart this weekend. I think it's a very serious message from God to us. John chapter 17, verse 12. We'll come back to Ephesians. John chapter 17, verse 12. Maybe we can just even rest on this one and pray. But John chapter 17, verse 12. And this is Jesus speaking. Let's read from verse 11. You know what? I keep going back. Let's read from verse 9. Let's read from verse 9. Verse 9, John 17, verse 9, and I'll read up to verse 12. Verse 9 says, Jesus is praying. He says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. That's what Jesus is saying. Verse 10, it says, all mine are yours. He's talking to the Father. He says, all that is mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Verse 11, it says, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. This is when Jesus is talking about how he's leaving. His time is up. He's accomplished purpose. His time is up. And it says, Holy Father, keep them through your name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. And verse 12 is my emphasis. Verse 12, it says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. I kept them in your name. Let us notice the words, the choice of words he uses. And then he says, those whom you gave me, I have kept. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. I think this is very powerful. Like this statement, I know the exception comes, but this statement, when he says none of them is lost, like what God gave Jesus, Jesus is able to say what you have given me, the people you gave me to take care of, to disciple, to be a shepherd to be a steward to serve. He says, I have lost none of them except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So even the one who was lost, it was because that the scripture must be fulfilled. So Jesus, in his time span, in his lifespan on earth, he says that the people you gave me, the disciples you gave me, I have kept them, have been able to keep them. And the question now comes to us, what has God given us? For some of us, it could be people. For some of us, it could be wealth.
For some of us, it could be wisdom, it could be counseling, it could be different things that God has given us. Have you been a good steward of them? Have you been a good steward of the children that God has given you? Will you be bold if today you are your life, God forbid, is to end today? Would you be able to make such a declaration that I have kept what God has given me? The giftings that God has given us inside of us, the anointing, the blessings. Would you be able to say that today, say that to God, that I have kept them and I have not lost any of them? If God gave us people to cater for, people to reach out to with the word of salvation, can you say today that I have done that and I have not lost any? Can we be bold enough to make that declaration that we have done that? And that's where redeeming the time comes in. Because for most of us, we have lost time doing other things. We have lost time. You know, the Bible tells us, Jesus, through the word, tells us the things that we should focus on. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these other things will be added unto you. And most of us have been chasing these other things. We have been chasing these other things. And so we've lost time. We have lost time in fulfilling the purpose of the Father. What the Father sent us to do. What he has sent us to do. Fulfilling it. In fulfilling it. Trying to fulfill it. You know, some of us have deviated, or some of us went through another route. But today there is grace and mercy for that, for redemption. And so let's quickly go to, time is almost up. Let's quickly go back to Ephesians. Let me read quickly and then we'll just pray. Verse 14 to 18. The Bible says, Ephesians 5, 14 to 18. The Bible says, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. I think 2 weeks ago, we talked about light, letting your light. And that we said that your light will only come out when you arise. Like in Isaiah, it says, arise and shine, for your light has come. And it's repeating the same thing here. It says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. We have that responsibility to awake for those who are sleeping. And I have referred to those who are sleeping as those who are in Christ, but have backslidden. They are not fully engaging what God has told them to do, right? And so they are asleep. And those who are dead, they are even not Christians. They are not believers. And so he's saying that awake, if you are asleep, awake. And if you are dead, arise. And Christ will give you light. Let's go on. Verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Not as fools. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. So this is the wise thing for us to do. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. This is the wise thing that we can do. Because the days are evil, what we can do is to redeem time, is to seek God to help us to redeem time, the things that we have lost. I believe I separated some of the things that we redeem, some of the things in redemption, the things that we see restoration, we see restitution. You are not only restored, but you are also compensated for your loss. If we seek God, if we seek God, if we seek God with all our heart, all our minds, and if tonight you are convicted of this, I want you to be on your feet. Time is far gone, but I want us to spend some time in prayer. Be on your feet as we pray this prayer. It says the wise thing for us to do is to redeem the time. For some of us, we've focused on other things, and you know it yourself. You know it yourself. You know that you have to get back with God, in alignment with God, so that you can fulfill purpose. You can fulfill purpose. You can fulfill purpose. The Bible, you know, when you look at Proverbs, the Bible makes us understand how life is fleeting, compares it to leaves, how they wither, to flowers. That we are not
We can only believe God. We can only trust God, and that He will bless us with another day. But as humans, we cannot tell ourselves that tomorrow will be alive. It is just by the grace of God. It's just by the mercies of God. And so as we live on earth, we want to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, so that we redeem the time. So that we redeem the time. Now that we have the knowledge, we can start walking with it, with the word. Now that we have understanding, we can start walking the word in the mighty name of Jesus. And so I want you to lift up your voice. You know it, and I'm sure the Holy Spirit is convicting you that even right now, you know the things that you put aside, and you want to ask God for strength, you want to ask God for wisdom. He says, if anybody lacks wisdom, him ask of me. And the Bible says he freely gives wisdom. And so we are praying for wisdom, we are praying for enlightenment in the mighty name of Jesus. The Father, I will fulfill the call. I will fulfill my purpose. I will fulfill my destiny. Anytime that is lost, I will regain it. I will redeem it by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Shalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Ayanaba, do Shadaba, Kayanaba, Lekaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we walk in our purpose, we walk in our purpose, we walk according to your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Enlighten us, O God, enlighten us, O God, enlighten us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, enlighten us, Father, enlighten us, O God, enlighten us, O God, to understand our purpose, to understand our cause, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shut up in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant us wisdom, Lord. For Christ has been made unto us the wisdom of God and the power of God. Shut up. In the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Yeah, In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. No, the Bible says in, let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 to 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 to 24. The Bible says, for the Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God to us who believe, and is the wisdom of God. As we have prayed for the wisdom of God, we want to pray for power. It is the power. The Bible says in the book of Acts, it says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It is the power that enables us to do. It is the power. You know, we can be all philosophical about it. We can know the scripture. We can talk about healing. We can talk about health and wealth. We can talk a whole lot about it, but without power, there will be no evidence of it. I'm not be seen. The Bible says it is God that gives the power to make wealth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray. It says you will receive power, dunamis, when the Spirit of God comes upon you. And so you are praying that Holy Spirit come. Holy Spirit come and fill me with the power of God, with the power of God, with the power of God. It is not by your might, it is by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power to raise godly children, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power to walk in wealth, the power to walk in power, in the mighty name of Jesus, to walk in victory, in the mighty name of Jesus. I the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Asakaya Nava, power, receive the power of God, receive His power, receive His power. I am the power for expansion. Powerful speed in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the battle Shadaba Rakatana. Let Hadabada Shadaba Lava Rapalava Lava. We have come to draw from you again. We have come to draw. Draw from you again. We have come to draw. As you sing the song, believe, you are receiving the power of the Holy Ghost. You are receiving power. You are receiving might in the mighty name of Jesus. And we have come to draw. We draw strength and power, Lord. You are there. And we have come to draw. To draw you again. Oh, we have come to draw the Gideons are rising. Lekayanda mazota rakata na kataya. That fire that transforms a Gideon into a mighty man. That transformed the people in the cave of Adullam to the mighty men of David. That transformed a weak and a doubting Peter to a man filled with the Holy Ghost that speaks by the power of the Holy Spirit and 3,000 souls are won. That same power is in this place. That same power is available tonight. Even if as you open up your heart, as you open up your heart, his fire is coming upon you. His fire is released upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be another man. You will be another woman. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will no longer be by your strength. Business will no longer be by your strength. Acquiring wealth will no longer be by your strength. A new power is transforming you. A new strength, and your strength is being renewed. Can you lift up your hands even right now? Your strength is being renewed. Your strength is being renewed. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. He is transforming you. He is transforming you. As fire is coming down. As fire Christ. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, if you're online, you are part of it. Can you receive the fire? Can you receive that fire? Can you receive the fire? Fire, fire, fire. The Holy Spirit moving now. Let my life whole again. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Oh, Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Oh, draw from you again. You have come to draw, we have come. Oh, draw from you again. If I want to draw from you again. We have come to draw from you again. And fire, we've come to draw from you again. We have come to draw from you again. And we've come to draw from you again, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
And we lift up our hands and begin to bless God for his word, for the release of his spirit. We are mighty. He has turned us into mighty people. Can you lift up your voice and begin to thank him? Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for renewal. We thank you for the impartation of your glory, the impartation of your strength, the impartation of your wisdom, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we lift up our hands even as we pray? So, Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the strength you have given us. We are being renewed. We are not living the same. We are not living the same. We are soaring by the power of your Holy Spirit. And so, Father, by your power, I release grace upon your people. I release grace upon your people, upon the children here, upon Nana, upon Belinda and their families, oh God, listening. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit rest upon your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every plan and purpose be fulfilled by your power, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the lives of your people, that Lord, we will redeem time. We will redeem time. You will grant us speed
You will restore us. You will grant us restitution. Your mercy will abound upon our lives, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Quick announcements. Tomorrow we are we're having our trip to Silver Lake. All right. So for those of us that are making it, let's be there on time. We should, please. What we are posting is 11 a.m. But the plan is to be there at 10, so we should be there 10 o'clock, so that we can finish quickly, and then leave the place in time as well. On the 18th, as you also know, we are having the awakening, July 18th. So let's prepare for it. Let's pray into it. We are going to have, for the intercessory ministry, we are going to start our fasting from next week, Monday. It's a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. fasting. We are going to pray into it. I want to invite any other person who is not even part of the intercessory team to be part of it. We are going to spend time in prayers from the 17th, from Monday to Sunday. We are going to pray every evening. We'll fast and pray online. During the weekends, we'll meet in person. But we'll be praying into this. This is, God has his hand in it. And so I want us to be very, you know, let's prepare our minds and hearts for it. Let's pray towards it. I want us to support with our prayers. Amen. Is there any other announcement? Okay. Yeah. All right. And we have good news to share. So we've been, the church has been applying for, what do you call it, a charity status. I think we applied for it in March, and yesterday we got approval. So we thank God. We thank God for his mercies. He has shown us great grace and speed for this. So we are grateful. We will start sharing our, you know, giving, how we want to give, if we want to support financially. We wanted to wait until this happens so that we can, you know, people can have their tax receipts when they give and all of that. So that was one of the reasons. And so we thank God for that. We thank God for your support as well. We thank you all, you know, some people for the picnic. Some people have supported with different items, financially, with food. And so we are very grateful. We thank you for all the support. We are fully ready for tomorrow. We are going to have a very good time. Amen. All right. Can we be on our feet? You're happy. You're happy that it's going to be food. Nana Belinda, is there anything on your end?
No, I'm good. Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Just wishing you. Same guys, you'll Silver Lake tomorrow and have lots of fun.
Thank you, thank you.
Upload lots of pictures so that those of us who are missing out.
Don't worry, next time
upload lots of pictures so that those of us who are missing out can still get a feel. Yeah.
Okay. Belinda, they can't hear you, so I'll repeat what you said. We should take lots of pictures for those who are not coming. They are far away. So next time we'll go far away. We'll go to Face River for picnic.
Yes, exactly.
We thank God for his mercies. There's one thing that came to me, and I'll just share it and see if there's anyone here who can relate to that, who say a word of prayer. But I saw a whip when we were about finishing. I saw a whip. And so if, you know, the understanding coming to me, maybe you have dreams, or not necessarily dreams, like you feel there's a web around you, you know, we go to places, you feel that, or, you know, you feel stagnant too in your life, we'll just say a word of prayer. If you, you know, online can show by hands, or here you can show by hands, we'll just pray. But if any of this applies to you, we can say a word of prayer before we close.
Yeah.
You can lift up your hands.
So if you feel like, if you feel a web around you, once in a while you feel like there's a web, spider web, spider web. Like physically a spider web, or you feel entangled too. Yeah. All right. If there's nobody, a prayer for my friend. Oh, Belinda. Okay. Belinda, go ahead. What's it? Oh, Belinda, you said a prayer for your friend. Stagnation. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Can we pray? We'll pray this prayer and then we'll close. Guys, we are praying. Come and pray. Close your eyes. We want to pray for Belinda's friend in just this short period of time. We want to pray for Belinda's friend. She says stagnation. She feels stuck. And so we are praying that every, this power we've received, we received out the word. He said we should ask of him of anything. He has given it to us. We have received power. I want you to use this power. Make declaration in this friend's life that wherever he or she feels stuck, we are praying that he be released even right now. That the light of God will be thrown into his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Imprisonment he or she feels in, we break that in the mighty name of Jesus. Every boundary be broken, every boundary be broken in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mahataba rapapalabado shadaba lekapayandabado skatayada lekapado shada ranadadada kadabado shadada lekayandabado skatala. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven stable land, a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. We sing it for the last time. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table, a higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on fire. Father, we commit ourselves into your hands. Commit our spouses, our children, our families, siblings, our loved ones. We soak ourselves in the precious blood of your son, Jesus. Lord, we are not leaving the same. Let us in truth and indeed be the light of this world, be the salt of this earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we go out there, let us make impact, Lord. As we go out there, Father, spread yourself through our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, use our tongues to bless. Use the works of our hands to bless. Use our mind, our wisdom, the wisdom you have given us to be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, continually renew our strength. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we commit tomorrow into your hands. Let it be a success in our going out, in our coming in. We come against any form of accidents, any form of incidents, in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit the awakening into your hands. Lord, you have called this to being. You have called the gathering. And so we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that by your breath, you will gather men unto you to pray.
worship at your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power be released over our lives. Let your power be released over our homes. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, you are blessed beyond measure. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days
of our lives,
and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you, Nana and Belinda.
Amen.